Hello, I'm Gary Newman. Hello, you're listening to episode 89 of The Sound of Electricity, the podcast that travels from the original New Wave up to the modern club scene, always playing the best in synthesizer music. I'm Matthew Holbrook. You've just been listening to I Can't Breathe by Gary Newman from the November 2000 album Pure. The song was played live most in 2001, but has not been heard since the three outings in 2009. The song ended the Pure album, and it had contributions from Rob Holiday and Monty. Only Rip was issued as a single from Pure, and we had the track My Jesus on podcast 77. There was also a tour edition of Pure, and we had the Greyed Up remix of A Prayer for the Unborn on podcast 83. Gary Newman has 287,000 followers on Facebook and is also on GaryNewman.com. On 27th of October, OMD released their new album, Bauhaus Staircase, and there is a single of the same name that we'll have next. Various options are available to pre-order from omd.uk.com, including the single and double CD versions, split red-grey vinyl, black vinyl and cassette. There are also vinyl and CD options for the single. OMD have 425,000 followers on Facebook. That was OMD with Bauhaus Staircase from the forthcoming album of the same name. Paralox have a new single called Tears of Faith, and it features Jane Badler on vocals. Jane is best known for playing alien baddie Diana in V, shown in 1984, including the scene where she swallows a large rat whole whilst TV cameraman Mike Donovan watches shocked through an air vent. Paralox have 54,000 followers on Facebook, and they're also on paralox.bandcamp.com.
Hey, this is John from Paralox, and you're listening to The Sound of Electricity with Matthew Holbrook.
Paralox with Tears of Faith featuring Jane Badler. Vince Clarke has a surprise solo album coming out on the 17th of November called Songs of Silence, about as far from synthpop as you could get. The new album is made of ambient sounds and drones. Issue 105 of Electronic Sound has a 12-page feature on Clarke, and subscribers have an option of a vinyl 7-inch single containing two of the new tracks. From this we're going to have the Lamentations of Jeremiah with cello by Reed Hayes. There is also a spooky video for the track on YouTube. It's hard to name many more important people in electronic music when you consider Vince Clarke's journey through Depeche Mode, Yazoo, The Assembly, Erasure, and dozens of side projects. Vince hasn't made much of use Facebook in his own right, but he is there with 7,000 followers.
Yeah.
You've just heard Vince Clark with the Lamentations of Jeremiah from the Songs of Silence. Staying on the same classical theme, VNB Nation's 2015 Resonance album with the Babelsberg Film Orchestra has been reissued on double gold vinyl. When it first came out, it was available as a box of 10-inch vinyl discs. From this release, we had Sentinel on Podcast 65, Standing on Podcast 50, Resolution on Podcast 34, and Perpetual and Legion on Podcast 6. We're now going to have the track Beloved. It's recently been announced that VNB Nation will be touring with the Philharmonie Leipzig Orchestra for 2.5 weeks in March 2024. The band previously played with this orchestra at the Metaluna Festival in 2022. VNB Nation are on Facebook with 234,000 followers, as well as on vnbnation.com.
Hi, this is Ronan Harris from VNB Nation.
Eternity awaits, grant love it, do you know? When the warm wind comes again, another year will start to pass. And please don't ask me why I'm here. Something deeper brought me than I need to remember. My beloved, do you know how many years I've stared at clouds, thinking that I saw you there? These are feelings that do not pass so easily. How can I forget what we've claimed as ours? Moments lost, though time remains. I'm so proud of what we were. No pain remains, no feelings. Eternity awaits. Grant me wings that I might fly. My restless soul is longing. No pain remains, no feeling. Eternity awaits. Proud of what we were. No pain remains, no feelings. Eternity awaits. Grant me wings that I might fly. My restless soul is longing. No pain remains, no feeling. Eternity awaits. Lost, the time remains. I'm so proud of what we were. No pain remains, no feeling. Eternity awaits.
That was BMV Nation with the Babelsberg Film Orchestra with Beloved from the album Resonance. Now it's time for another track from Autonomy, the productions of Martin Rushent. See the previous three podcasts for additional ones from Then Jericho, Altered Images and The Human League. This time it's Leisure Process with the 12-inch edition of A Way You'll Never Be.
Up the eggshell boy. Baby
That was Leisure Process with Away You'll Never Be, the 12-inch version from Autonomy, the productions of Martin Rushent. We now have another track from the Black Car Burning album, Watching Sleepers, the side project of Mark Hockings from Mesh. This time it will be The Sound of Running, and we had All About You last time, and Guilty the time before. More information is available from blackcarburning.com, blackcarburning.bandcamp.com, and also on Facebook, where the project has around 1,000 followers.
Down. The landscape that I paint is a world of to start getting ready.
That was Black Car Burning with The Sound of Running from Watching Sleepers. I've said before that I've not been very big on post-millennium Depeche Mode. In all the preceding episodes, we've had nothing from the March 2013 album Delta Machine, so I put that right now with the track Broken. This was not one of the three singles released from the album. Delta Machine debuted at number 2 in the UK album chart before dropping to 14 the next week. Depeche Mode are on Facebook with over 7 million followers, as well as on DepecheMode.com.
If you want control without any pain, how long will you reign? You see the friend that I knew cannot be found, replaced by another wearing his crown. There's a place where I go without any sound. Only you can reach me. Only you're allowed. Then you're so far away. You're so far from here. Do you remember a time we?
Don't forget to share links to The Sound of Electricity on your social media accounts.
That was Depeche Mode with Broken from Delta Machine. Goldfrapp have been on the podcast 8 times previously, most recently on episode 73 with I Want a Life from the Head First album. We're now going to have the single version of Ride a White Horse, taken from the August 2005 Supernature album. It was the third of 4 singles taken from Supernature, and it made number 15 in the UK chart. Goldfrapp have 493,000 followers on Facebook. Goldfrapp with Ride a White Horse, the single version from Supernature. Keane have already been on the podcast 13 times and will now return to their debut May 2004 album Hopes and Fears for the track Can't Stop Now. Surprisingly, this was not one of the five singles taken from Hopes and Fears, but it was a high quality selection to choose from. The album made number one in the UK album chart, as did most of their subsequent albums. The band have just announced a large tour for next year to celebrate 20 years of Hopes and Fears. Keane have 2.2 million followers on Facebook and they're also on keanemusic.com.
While I've got
You've just had Keen with Can't Stop Now from Hopes and Fears. Strangely, we haven't had any Heaven 17 on this podcast. The group were created after a split occurring in the Human League. They had a good run of singles and albums in the 1980s, but the Human League have maintained the higher profile, with 503,000 followers on Facebook compared to Heaven 17's 72,000. We'll start our look into Heaven 17 with the single Sunset Now, the first single from the September 1984 album How Men Are. Despite its upbeat nature, the single only made it to number 24 in the UK singles chart.
Sunset now, but I can do it by sunset.
That was Heaven 17 with Sunset Now from High Men Are. Next we'll have Close to the Edit by The Art of Noise from the June 1984 album Who's Afraid of The Art of Noise. This track got to number 8 in the UK in November 1984. The Art of Noise have 44,000 followers on Facebook. Just playing was The Art of Noise with Close to the Edit from Who's Afraid of The Art of Noise. We'll now have One Perfect Sunrise by Orbital from their June 2004 Blue album. The band were last on Podcast 81 with the track Doctor Look Out. One Perfect Sunrise was used as a single and it features Lisa Gerrard. Orbital have 195,000 followers on Facebook.
Oh.
That was Orbital with One Perfect Sunrise from the Blue Album. Next it's House Traffic with Every Day of My Life, the shortcut mix. This was one of seven versions of the track that came out between 1994 and 1997. There's a House Traffic page on Facebook, but I suspect it's not the right one for this track. That was House Traffic with Every Day of My Life, the shortcut mix. Two separate artists we've covered now join forces on the next track. It's Giuseppe Ottaviani and Betsy Larkin with the radio mix of the single Toys. It came out in July 2012 on Arva and it's available on beatport.com. Giuseppe has 542,000 followers on Facebook and Betsy has 90,000. That was Giuseppe Ottaviani and Betsy Larkin with Toys the Radio Mix. Our final track this time is chicane favourite Poppy Hollow, a 2009 single from the Giants album. This time we'll have the Disco Citizens remix from the CD single. Chicane has 217,000 followers on Facebook and is also on chicanemusic.com. That was Chicane with Poppy Holler, the Disco Citizens remix. That brings us to the end of the Sound of Electricity episode 89. Podomatic is the place where the most recent episodes can be found. This allows users on Deezer, iTunes, Google Podcasts and Amazon Podcasts to find new episodes of this show. All 89 episodes of this podcast are archived on mixcloud.com/thesoundofelectricity. This podcast also has a Twitter feed and its own group on Facebook. Please email promos and correspondence to thesoundofelectricity@gmail.com. If you can think of people who would enjoy this podcast, please share a link with them. That's all for this time, and I'll be back in a month or so for podcast 90. We'll play out with a bit more of Gary Numan and I Can't Breathe.